Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Republican Representative Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. It's nice to talk with you.
You as well. Enjoying a lovely day. Hopefully get out for a good weekend. You're going to need a good weekend of relaxation after this week at the Capitol, aren't you?
It's been a long couple of weeks, but I think the effort and the work that we've created and the path that we've laid, you know, is the right effort, and I believe we're set up to do some pretty good things here in the next few days.
Well, I've been interested in watching, of course, all of it go on, all the budget discussions go on, and I was curious earlier today. House Speaker Jace Bolter was quoted as saying, how difficult the vote was last night that came late last evening. It's difficult to contain costs, but it's something that needs to be done to keep Michigan in the right direction.
You're speaking of the school aid.
The final vote, yep.
Right?
The K-12 school aid vote. That it was a difficult vote.
It's a tough vote. Everybody is emotionally tied to our schools, especially when there's children and kids involved. But I believe we made the right decision in this case, but it's not an easy decision. We've had 10 years of pretty flat spending on education, yet a very, very measurable and deliberate decline in the number of kids in the state, which is not a good thing, by the way. I mean, we'd like to have the number of kids growing. And basically, we ended up in a situation where, you know, we're paying for more education than the state can actually afford right now. And so it was time to do a reset using one of the phrases that Governor Snyder has tried to put into our vocabulary.
The House Democrats, of course, are steadfastly against these cuts, and they say they're unnecessary. What's your response to that?
Well, I understand their argument. They want to suggest that, I believe, that regardless of the amount of money available, we should just spend it all. And I believe that is precisely what has gotten Michigan into the pickle that we've been in for the last few years, is that we don't responsibly plan our spending. We don't responsibly control and monitor our spending, and don't know then for sure what kind of value we're getting for taxpayer money. And so, it's kind of like the same argument that I've had on occasion with my lovely wife, that is, just because there's money in a checking account doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend it.
I think I must know your wife. but your point is well taken. Your point is well taken. Coming up next week, there's more budget to go after, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got a few more budget issues to resolve, but the next major milestone, of course, is going to be resolving the differences between the Senate budget versions and the House budget versions, and that'll be fun.
We'll have to talk again the end of next Friday and see what the week looks like. You're taking a look at something that's been talked about before and it hasn't happened yet in the state of Michigan. And I think it's interesting, given all the budget situation happening now. You're backing a bill to create a part-time legislature. Your thought, I guess, from reading some information, and obviously you'll expand on that, is if we're truly going to reinvent Michigan, we need to take a look at everything, including a part-time legislature.
I would say including and especially a part-time legislature. This is actually being introduced by my good friend and colleague, Representative Tom McMillan, and I was proud, and I actually ran to make sure I was the first co-sponsor. Tom and I have been talking about this ever since we met a few months ago, and I think it's a perfect time to have this debate. There are plenty of arguments for and against, and though I'm generally in favor of reevaluating and seeing if we can't change the current structure to a more part-time status, I'm more interested in having an honest debate about it. The way I understand it, in the past, this has basically been stonewalled when it's been brought up. And I believe we have a different chemistry of makeup, and particularly in the House, of people who are interested in truly looking at reform. And so I think we'll get some traction on this topic this time.
Now, every time this has come up, and it's come up before, it sits in committee, and it gets there and it sits. It was brought up, in fact, earlier this year, and that's where it ends up. Do you think this time it can get pushed through a little farther?
I am very certain that we can get it to the point where it gets a solid hearing in committee, and if it's put up for a vote, I think it'll get discharged from a committee. Now, I'm not going to speak for leadership, and I don't know, right now we haven't had a We have not talked specifically to leadership in terms of, you know, what their viewpoints are and what their desires are on this topic. But I think that's going to be primarily driven by the testimony and the debate in the, at the committee level. So, and then, of course, there's another little small little item called the Senate that needs to be involved. And our colleagues at the other end of the Capitol building, are going to play a key part in this. And I'm also very certain that our governor would honestly evaluate it if it was presented to him.
And the logistics of a part-time legislature would mean that the legislature could not meet for more than 90 consecutive days a year, and it would change pay, of course.
Well, the way the bill is written, it's 90 days, but that's just a placeholder. Okay. You know, it can change. And then, of course, in my mind anyway, the compensation needs to be commensurate with the expected responsibility and size of the job. Listen, Cheryl, there's a lot of innuendos and a lot of complexities associated with this. You know, what do you do with the budget cycle that we have, and you know, when does the year start? And I mean, there's a lot of paradigms and old habits and practices that are going to have to be wrestled to the ground and overcome if we're going to make any progress on this. But I can't imagine a better time than now to begin the debate.
Well, it sure seems like it. And you also speak in some information that I found on it that, you know, states like Texas and Indiana have part-time lawmakers, and it seems to work well for them.
That's exactly right, which is the point of we really are victims of our own paradigms. And so the challenge here is to get us to start thinking differently. We can all come up with reasons why it won't work based on our current paradigms or our current prejudices, but we got to get out of that box. And that, by the way, applies not just to part-time legislature, but applies to a lot of things in state government.
One of the other things, a bill that you introduced, is on telecom reform. Could you tell us a little bit about House Bill 4314 and why we could use it?
Well, that bill has passed the House, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's making its way through the Senate. And my good friend Senator Mike Knopf is in charge of shepherding that in the South Chamber. It's a necessary and timely update to the original Michigan Telecommunication Act back in, I think it was, gee whiz, I can't remember the date of the original one. Maybe 1991 is when the first process started. And it basically brings up to date, as technology has advanced, many of the things that were in the original act are basically don't apply anymore. And so we cleaned up a lot of the things that technology has precluded and technology has made redundant. And then, but we were careful to make sure that for protections and provisions in there for remote location, remote access, and so forth, remained in place so that, broadly speaking, the people of Michigan still had and could expect good access to telecommunication services.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening, sir. I look forward to speaking with you again as the budget process goes along. Thank you for your time this evening.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Have a good night.
Thank you. You as well. We've been speaking with Republican Representative Mike Shirkey of Clark Lake, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.